From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Turkish president remembers 1 year since the coup. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says those behind last year's failed coup in Turkey are traitors who should be beheaded. Erdogan spoke as Turkey celebrated the anniversary with a national holiday, unveiling a memorial to commemorate the estimated 250 people who died in clashes opposing the coup. In a speech later in the day, Erdogan said the perpetrators of the coup should be killed or imprisoned. The United States has condemned the coup but has disagreed with Ankara on several issues. Erdogan blames his U.S.-based political opponent Fethullah Gulen for masterminding the coup and demands his extradition. The U.S. government has refused to extradite Gulen without substantial evidence that this was the case. Former U.S. ambassador to Ankara James Jeffrey says it would be hard to extradite Gulen without proof that he was involved or knew about a plot to assassinate the Turkish head of state.
That gets into very complicated stuff that I haven't seen the proof, but I would be surprised if there's a whole lot of proof, because if you're going to do something like that, you typically don't leave a paper trail.
The U.S. Supreme Court has asked the state of Hawaii to respond by Tuesday at noon to a motion related to President Donald Trump's so-called travel ban. The motion would block a judge's ruling that prevented the president's ban from being applied to grandparents of U.S. citizens and refugees being processed by resettlement agencies. In a court filing on Friday, the administration asked the justices to overturn Thursday's decision by a Hawaiian U.S. district judge. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will delay a procedural vote on a revised Republican health care bill. McConnell's announcement follows the news that prominent Senator John McCain must remain in Arizona for a week following an operation Saturday to remove a blood clot above his left eye. McCain's absence in the closely divided Senate places a vote on the health care bill in jeopardy. The health care bill in the Senate is designed to repeal and replace the current Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It was the focus of President Trump's weekly address to the nation.
When I ran for president, I made a commitment to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare. I am pleased to report that we are very, very close to ending this health care nightmare. The legislation working its way through Congress provides the choice and control people want, the affordability they need, and the quality they deserve in health care.
The so-called Obamacare was enacted by the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Barack Obama in March of 2010. A new poll finds the popularity of the U.S. president has declined since spring. In the latest Washington Post ABC News poll, Mr. Trump's overall approval rating has tumbled from 42% in April to 36%. Almost half of the U.S. population, 48%, thinks the country's standing in the world has deteriorated with the Trump presidency, while 27% say the country is standing stronger. Israeli security forces shot and killed a Palestinian man who opened fire on them early Sunday in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli police and military had been looking for the suspect, whom they believed had carried out two shooting attacks on Israelis in the West Bank on Saturday. One Palestinian was lightly wounded in the shooting. There were no Israeli casualties. China has released a prominent rights activist from prison. Xu Jiyong was freed Saturday after serving a four-year sentence. His lawyer said Xu was in good health but offered no further details. He was convicted in 2014 for organizing an illegal gathering with the purpose of disturbing public order, a vague charge activists say has been used to muzzle government critics. Officials in Senegal say eight people were killed and many more were injured at a stadium in the capital at a football match. The sports minister said Saturday's stampede was triggered after fans clashed at a match between local teams at a stadium in Dakar. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.